We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome to Overnight America. Ooh, that was a pretty long one, I guess. We are live tonight up until 2 o'clock, so we've got some time to have some fun, if you choose to accept it. A few things I want to get to this hour, and one of the things I do want to talk about is the return of baseball. So that's super exciting. It looks like it's going to happen. Last night, we were just crossing our fingers that these things were going to just fall into place the way we want them to, but it looks like they're going to. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And I wanted to load up the election results over in New York City. And the reason I want to do that is because some people have been talking about the primary out there. And some people wondered, hey, is there a chance that Ocasio-Cortez loses her primary? No, she did not. So she's going to go up against the Republican candidate John Cummings, it looks like, in the next election. But man, I was really hoping that there would be some sort of controversy going into this. Wouldn't that have been fun? Oh, it would have been great for me to come on the air tonight and say Ocasio-Cortez was challenged and lost by a CNBC journalist. So, okay, there we are. So here's the big news. MLB players confirm they have reached a deal, and we're going to be playing some baseball in July. They even say spring training starts July 1st. In the next couple of days, we'll find out exactly what the schedule is, and we'll get a better idea of what to expect with the Cardinals. But the Major League Baseball Players Association and league owners agreed to a deal on health and safety protocols on Tuesday night, ensuring there'll be a 60-game MLB regular season. You can find the story at KMOX.com. You know, KMOX actually did a story about, hey, what's your level of enjoyment? I mean, are you excited? Are you not? There's actually a couple of interesting things that I found out about this here. Let me load up the survey, because there was nearly 1,000 KMOX sports fans that actually went online and took this poll. Of course, it's not scientific. It's just a Twitter poll that KMOX put together. But this is what they found. Are you still passionate about baseball, as passionate as you were 3 months ago? When we were thinking about, oh man, spring training's here, we're going to get the season going, we're going to go to opening day, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, all of that ruined by COVID. And a lot of time has passed. We've seen negotiations fail, and finally it looks like it's going to go through. And people are a little bit antsy to get baseball back, but some people have lost confidence altogether, and some people have lost interest. Some people don't even care. It's not on their radar anymore. So here is how the online poll divvied out. Are you still as passionate of a baseball fan as you were 3 months ago? 57.4% said they are less of a fan. I think most people understand, and they could have figured this out pretty quickly, that yeah, when you drag things out, it's almost like a lockout year. It really hurts the league. And you saw that in the 90s with baseball, and things were going on a downswing. And it did take a while for baseball to get the trust of the fans back up and to get them back in. 38.5% said no change whatsoever. And only 4.1% said they're more of a fan now than they were 3 months ago. where's your fandom level at right now? So are you as passionate as you were 3 months ago, or has all of this kind of lost the spark that you had going into the season originally? 314-436-7900. You can call or text that line, or also 800-925-1120. You know, this is a time that I normally would be looking forward to going to a ball game with my son and wife. We would head out to the ballpark, but odds are I would have been taking my son alone to the ballpark, mostly because, well, my wife is at that point of pregnancy where she doesn't want to, you know, walk and go out and do all of these things and, you know, go too far. So this might have been a little bit too much for her. So at least the comfort level of what we would have. But my son, you know, he wanted to go to a Cardinals game, and it, you know, I had to explain to him it was the virus, and he understands it's the sickness, the virus, whatever it is. But now that the season's starting back up, and you're not really going to have a option. I mean, it's not like you're going to be able to go and sit down the way that they're working on these host cities and whatnot. Exactly all of what goes into it, you can find at KMOX.com. You know, same thing with hockey, and we're looking at how they're going to handle these other sports. It does take away from it. It really does. And normally we wouldn't sit around and watch games at the house. My extent of Cardinals baseball would be to listen to it while I'm sitting at KMOX. It would be on the background while I'm getting ready for my show. I'd listen to the radio broadcast. Growing up, never really got into baseball. I was strictly a hockey fan. Rarely did I watch other sports. So right now, to me, baseball is I could go to it and enjoy it. I enjoy the fandom. I enjoy how much people love the Cardinals here. But I would say there's been no change for me. No change in the last 3 months. I'm exactly where I was before. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait for it to get back on. I wonder what that means for our broadcasts. Once they come out with this schedule, I'm sure it's going to change some things for us too. The radio broadcast here of Overnight America, just kind of waiting and doing our thing. I'm going to be listening to ball games that are in real time, wondering how the Cardinals will be doing. But only a 60-game season. I wonder how that's going to play out. I wonder if that's going to change a lot of people's mindsets. And that's what the poll was about. Really surprised. Nearly 57.5% of people said they're less of a fan now than they were 3 months ago. Let's go to Terry. Welcome to Overnight America. Hi.
Yes, sir. It's really difficult to watch this. The rich billionaires, the rich players go through this and don't really act like they care about the fans, and it's like I don't really care anymore even if they do play. And once they kneel for with all the teams, if they kneel for the flag, that's it with me. I won't even watch it this summer.
Yeah, baseball has somewhat skirted that controversy. It's not like football. Looks like Terry dropped there, but. Yeah, I think that the money aspect of it hasn't changed at all. It's always been a game of money, right? I mean, the fans, of course, it's a part of the game. But think about some of your favorite players and the positions they're put in and free agency and all of these things. Money is a motivator, and it does change the game in some ways and what they're willing to spend. So, yeah, that's always been there. That's not really much of a difference right now. When I was watching this, and I didn't really look at it as billionaires and millionaires or whatever it may be, and oh, they're making so much money, just get on the field and play type of deal. No, there's a lot of other considerations you need to take in because, yes, these are contracts we're talking about. They are players that were promised a certain amount of money and no fault of their own as COVID hits. So they don't want to go out there and play for free, considering they could hurt themselves and never play again. It could ruin them. You know, they got to do these things. So 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. It would be unfair even at your place of employment. Like, let's say you're doing pretty well for yourself. Let's say you're making, you know, 100 grand a year. You're doing really well. And your employer said, well, we're going to drop you down to 50 just because. You wouldn't be too happy about that either, right? Right? Or let's drop you down to 60 because, you know, why not? Because we got to do that. You'd be pretty upset. So, I mean, there's certain considerations that need to be taken into consideration here. So we'll take some more of your calls. I'll look at your text messages. Your weather coming up next too on Overnight America, KMOX.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
A lot of people are excited. Baseball is coming back. So let me read you the announcement from Commissioner Manfred that came out a little bit earlier, just a few hours ago, really, getting all of this locked in. Some people are very excited, but we had Terry call in right before the break and said, ah, now the damage is done. Is that the old Neil Young song? Oh, the damage done. For many people. And there was a survey that the KMOX Sports Department put on Twitter, about roughly 1,000 people voted, so it's not scientific by any means. But, I mean, we're close to 60% said they're less enthusiastic today than they were 3 months ago. And this should be something that a lot of people would be celebrating right now. Oh, the return of baseball just took so long. And the back and forth between the league and the back and forth between the players' union. I think the big loser here is Commissioner Manfred. Not too many people fans of him. Social media have been lashing out against him. And, man, they call him the worst commissioner of all time. Lots of emotions there. So if you're a baseball fan, are you more enthusiastic today than you were 3 months ago? Because when we did that poll online, small percentage were. Most of them are not as enthusiastic or less enthusiastic. So here's what it said. The announcement follows confirmation today that a MLB Players Association accepted the health and safety protocols that will guide MLB's return to play, and the players will be able to report for July 1st. So keep that in mind. Report July 1st, which means they would be playing a couple of days after that. Health and safety of players and employees will remain their foremost priority. MLB has submitted a 60-game regular season scheduled for review by the Players Association. So that's, I think, what we're waiting. And from what I saw, it said within 72 hours. So we're going to know within the next couple of days exactly what that schedule is going to be. And we're looking to play roughly a month from now. So July 23rd-ish is when they're hoping to get regular season games in of that quick 60-game season for review. The proposed schedule largely features divisional play, with the remaining portion of each club's games against their opponent league's corresponding geographical division, says East versus East, Central versus Central, West versus West. In order to mitigate travel, the vast majority of major league clubs are expected to conduct training at their ballparks in their primary home cities. Won't that be something to get some cameras out at Busch Stadium and see some Cardinal players out there? He also said that, thrilled to announce it, blah, blah, blah. Okay, hopefully we'll get back to the game soon. That's what they're calling for. You know what a lot of other people have some pretty strong feelings about is this whole universal designated hitter. So other rules that have been improved or have included implementation of a universal designated hitter, as well as placing a runner on second base in extra innings in an attempt to expedite extra innings and avoid teams taxing their rosters in an abbreviated season. So they're going to put a player on second base during extra innings? Is that right? I think there's more people that are interested in the changes that are going to happen leading into this season. And some of them are just happy baseball is back. Others are just flipping out. What do you mean, universal designated hitter? How dare you change that? Not too many people like the idea of that. I mean, can someone explain to me why that is such a reason to go into an uproar? Can someone help me understand why that is such a deal breaker for some people and they get all up in arms? I don't get it. Here's a couple other things from KMOX.com. Well, players union and league owners spent weeks in this labor dispute. Safety protocols to combat COVID-19, which has spiked in some countries and states, remain the biggest challenge. So the way that they'll be able to push that back there. In addition, I think every other league is still trying to figure out the exact way that they're going to deal with this. And everyone has their own, what they think is the right plan. And hockey is going to do something similar to get going. You know, baseball finally getting on board. NBA, are they any closer? And then football, of course, they feel like they have a couple of more months to figure all of this out because we're not quite at football season yet. We've seen only a few sports from other countries kick back into it yet. 314-436-7900. One person texted in, I've been a fan since 1967 of the Cardinals. This is the final straw. If baseball comes back, I will watch and I will listen on the radio. Unless tickets are free, I will not go back to Busch Stadium. Doesn't that take away from the experience of it all? One of the big criticisms of baseball is that it's just so difficult to go and watch it in person. I know the Cardinals, they have no problem with that. One of the highest attended teams in the league, I think in the top three, if not top two. between, you know, the Dodgers and Yankees and whatnot. But still, one of the most viewed, one of the most listened to, the radio network here for the Cardinals, so vast and strong, thanks to the signal of KMOX and the rich history and the legacy of what this station has done for baseball. But I think going to the ballpark is an experience because of all the other auxiliary things that go on, at least for me. I like the idea of going with my son, explaining some things to my son, even though I'm not the most, how would you say, well-versed in the sport of baseball. Like I said, my main attention was hockey growing up. I grew up in Detroit. So, I don't know. There wasn't much in the way of Tigers fans. I mean, we would root for Cecil Fielder, and outside of that, ooh, boy, Alan Trammell? I don't know. There wasn't much to go off of. They were pretty terrible in the 90s and even in the early 2000s there for a while until they started to turn things around with Leland as their manager. But I never really went to games. I never went to Tiger Stadium. I only went to Comerica Park after they built the stadium after Tiger Stadium, so I never went to that historic park outside of looking at it from the outside. You know, we visited it as adults, and, oh, here's the site of Tiger Stadium, and look at how many memories and things that happened here. It's kind of cool to look at it and see, you know, at a certain point, they were tearing it down, and now I think it's just a field where they can play open baseball, which is kind of cool. But it's kind of in the middle of nowhere. It's weird to look at it and say, wow, this is where the ballpark was. You know, everything kind of just disintegrated around it after the park went away. So growing up, man, it was 1990s in Detroit. It was all about the Red Wings. Pistons for a little bit, but all about the Red Wings. And how can you blame it, man? Such a great team. So baseball will be coming back. It looks like in about a month they'll be playing at least regular season games. Spring training is around the corner. And I am sure, KMOX here and all the people in the sports department are ready to stand up and cheer. Stand up and just be ready to bring you Cardinals baseball. So that's pretty exciting. Wonder how John Rooney and Mike Shannon are feeling tonight, knowing that they're getting ready to go back to work in this abbreviated season. Nicely well adjusted, and doesn't look like they'll be doing a lot of traveling. I wonder what that means for Mike Shannon. That's a good question, because he doesn't do a lot of the road games, you know, outside of the playoffs. So I wonder if that means he'll be able to travel or do that. But, you know, Mike Shannon, legendary KMOX radio broadcaster. Be good just to hear his voice again. All right, 314-436-7900. I wanted to talk a little bit about something that President Trump brought up earlier today about defacing and destroying statues. There's a pretty big penalty that's going to be tacked on to it. So, hey, if you're thinking about going out and doing something stupid to a statue, you might want to think twice now. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
All right, let's sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game in a one, in a two, in a one, two, three, four. Take me out to the... No. You know, the enthusiasm's not there. According to the KMOX Sports poll, lots of fans, 57.4%, are less of a fan today than they were 3 months ago. And that seems to be an overwhelming thing across the board, not just here in St. Louis. Victor's on the line. Victor, it sounds like you could help me understand this whole thing about the designated hitter and why it's causing so many people to be upset.
Well, I've been listening. I'm 64 years old. I've listened to the car. I was 8, 9, 10 year old with my grandpa's front porch. It's always been National League. It's been, you know, no designated hitter. And you have the pitcher. You don't know whether you need to take a pitcher out right now because you got some right-handed hitters coming up. But in the American League, it don't make any difference. You can just switch them around. It takes a lot of the strategy out of the ball game. I just don't. I like the pitchers to hit, to bunt, to move runners along. I just think it's a better ball game. And if they do switch to universal designated hitter, I'm a truck driver. That's all I look forward to it every night. That's what I look forward to is the Cardinals. It's really going to make a difference. I'm going to really be disappointed.
I like that you said, as a fan, you look forward to the designated hitter strategy. It seems like there's a lot of people that feel the exact same way as you. They don't like the idea of changing it up for a season.
No, it's been that way for years. I don't want to change it. American League can stay that way if they want to. I just don't want the National League to change.
Yeah. Well, Victor, by the way, you're a truck driver. How far out do you drive? What's your route?
I live in Pocahontas, Arkansas, just south of St. Louis, but I deliver Harleys to Harley dealers out of Denver up through Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho. And I usually have a driver out there, but right now I've lost a driver, and I'm having to do it myself. So
keep him busy.
That's what I do. I just deliver Harleys out of Nashville, Tennessee, and out of Denver.
That's cool. So how far can you catch the KMOX signal to listen?
I have listened to KMOX sitting on the side of the interstate in Albuquerque, New Mexico one time.
Wow.
I got a good signal, and I pulled over on the side of the interstate, and I listened to the last three innings of the Cardinals and the Cincinnati Reds one night. I've listened to them out of North Carolina, South Georgia. But now since we got, all the different ways to listen to them, it makes it so much easier, so much nicer.
Thanks for that, Victor.
Caught your show after listening to the ball game, and I've been listening to you for the last 2-3 weeks now. Enjoy your show.
Awesome. Thank you, Victor, for calling in. Good to hear from you. Have a great one. We'll see you. Oh, that's cool, man. You can catch the ball game and KMOX signal all across the United States. That's how it goes. You know what I've been working on, and I was working on this just before we came on the air today, and I'm trying to get this done, and my ultimate goal, of course, is to get this done before next week because I want to air the Jim White radio special next week in anticipation of 4th of July, and I don't exactly know what day we're going to do it yet, but I started putting everything together. I got one segment done today before the show, and so I was moving some things around, editing some new things. And it does take a long time to put this together, but I feel like I got most of the groundwork done, and so it should be pretty easy from here on out, and I'm really looking forward to playing this. If you enjoyed the Robert Hyland radio special, then you're going to love this Jim White one as well. So just a quick programming note, you don't want to give up on KMOX next week because, man, you're going to miss a great special. And I know holiday times, anytime we get close to a holiday, it seems like listenership starts to dip. It's just a weird radio thing. People travel, people do other things, and they say, okay, I'm going to take a break. I don't need it, right? Normally the news starts to lull. There's less things to pay attention to. It's just the habits that are historic when it comes to radio listenership. So next week, you're not going to want to miss a thing here on Overnight America. I'll give you the date once I know when we're going to air it. I wanted to bring this to you real quick because there's a story on KMOX.com. And President Trump said he will take action when it comes to people that destroy statues. And you could face up to 10 years in prison. President Trump tweeted out that numerous people have been arrested for the disgraceful vandalism of statues and monuments around the U.S. And he added 10 years in prison under the Veterans Memorial Preservation Act. Good for President Trump. I like this. Well, there's a few things I want to point out about the way that the destruction of statues. Number one, it is not the property of the people that are just upset. Oh, I don't like that statue, so I'm going to go tear it down or deface it or whatever it is. So there's a destruction portion to this. There's also a public safety part of it. So when you get a lot of people together with the intention of being violent, there is a public safety problem with it, let alone having this giant monument fall on someone, as we've seen people get hurt doing this too. So leave it alone. Don't be a knucklehead and try to pull down a statue. And good for President Trump to address this head on. I think it's a good thing. I think it's a great thing to let people know if you get caught trying to do this, you're going to face a pretty serious consequence. Like, here's President Trump. He was talking about it before, earlier.
These are not protesters, by the way. These are These are anarchists and other things. If these hoodlums come around and if the states can't handle it, we are ready, willing, and able to help, as we did in Minnesota, where we stopped after 4 days. They finally called, and we did a great job with the National Guard.
Yeah, lots of traveling. So on Saturday, he was in Oklahoma and Tulsa. He was given a rally speech there. I think he was in Arizona today. I can't remember exactly where in Arizona, but he did a speech for Turning Point USA. It was a great speech. I was watching some of it, and I thought, this is a great speech. So the audience and the message is to the young people. So the ones that are the up-and-comers in the party, and here's the things you're going to face and whatnot. I don't know exactly what constitutes an up-and-comer or young, maybe probably 25 and younger, 30 and younger. That's kind of the demographic for Turning Point. So he talked about this on his way out there, and you can hear that he was outside of transportation.
We are looking at long-term jail sentences for these vandals and these hoodlums and these anarchists and agitators, and call them whatever you want. Some people don't like that language, but that's what they are. They're bad people. They don't love our country.
Mm-hmm. This is the ones that are causing violence on the street. These are the ones that are encouraging and cheering for violence. These are the ones that are out there to be opportunists, to take advantage of some of these national movements and think this is our opportunity to go out and loot and steal and kill and shoot and destroy. It's an absolute shame that it went down that route, but almost in a predictable way it did. But it still continues today. We still see people trying to topple statues. We still see people trying to take over monuments or take over certain areas, vandalize monuments. Like one in Washington, D.C., by the way, that was thwarted by police. You can actually see this video online. They had the toe straps and things wrapped around it, but police intervened in time.
Last night, we stopped an attack on a great monument, the monument of Andrew Jackson in Lafayette Park.
Now, if you haven't seen the video of that, it's worth checking it out. So the police go in and they just say, all right, fine, we're just going to pepper spray everyone. So there's no reason for you to be here if you're holding on to a toe strap over a monument. So they just said, enough of this. We're not going to allow this to happen. So good for them. And I feel like this is a pretty big deterrent. I don't know if this will stop most people, but one of the biggest problems you have is just how serious will they take trying to catch the people that are doing this. So let's say it happens in an area that just does not like President Trump. Are they going to try to find the person, or are they going to be more sympathetic for the ones that are out there to cause destruction? A lot of cities want to protect those creating violence, and that's a shame, too. 314-436-7900. A lot to get to tonight on Overnight America, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.